sides of my life and my personality and shit, you know what I'm saying? Reflection of who I am,
This is the tale of a man searching for himself within himself. The chameleon changes his exterior to adapt to his environment, constantly trying to blend into the world around him. But at what point does a mere chameleon find his real colors and separate himself from the colors of the past? And more importantly, what kind of journey will the chameleon face once he has learned who he is and his place in this world? Inked with blood and sealed with hardship, the following is a representation of that journey. The journey of one twistedly, helplessly through a realm of confusion, trying to find some meaning and sense of understanding.
July 10, 1984, I was born filling depths where they cut through my umbilical cord. I was put up for adoption and sent through the courts. Mom's only 18, I ain't blaming her for it. I was raised Jonathan Thompson, brought up well. Was put through the public school system as hell. Was fucked with for being an outcast, the quiet one. But if you're listening to this, you know just where I'm coming from. But my daddy had a shop out in Bristol, where you could get assault rifles, missiles, and pistols. I started sneaking bullets in the school when I had to. I leave a few on top of people's desks in the classroom. I started doing drugs, getting really interested in heavy metal, hip hop, or anything with a rhythm. I started getting straight apps on report cards. That's when I started stealing bikes from the courtyard.
No matter what you do, no matter where you looking, no matter what you thinking, y'all can't see me. No matter what you doing, no matter where you looking, no matter what you thinking, y'all can't see me.
Yeah, 1999's when I dropped out of high school. Love the hip hop's the only thing that I knew. Sat at home and stayed up all night and just plotted on techniques of ripping the mic. Living a life for somebody who wanted to prove them all wrong. Ripping the mic, cause there was nobody else to call on. I was the nice kid that everybody walked on. Fucked up my head, now I'm happy that y'all gone. And back in the day I used to have to scream for attention. Now it follows me like suicidal intervention. Calling me foolish for pursuing my music, but it's too late to turn back now, I never lose it. And as I look back to 1989, watching movies that eventually influenced my young mind, made me into something that was truly one of a kind. So when I hit the top, y'all ain't gonna fucking die.
No matter what you doing, no matter where you looking, no matter what you thinking, y'all can't see me. No matter what you doing, no matter where you looking, no matter what you thinking, y'all can't see me.
Life's such a double-edged sword. Sometimes it can be so beautiful and so divine. It can be so musical with flows and rhymes, and at the same time drain you of all your pride and leave you stuck, fucked up in the head. And in a trash can, eating your rotten apple slices, looking for a fast plan to get you out of all the problems that have manifested, damaged every circuit in your system since an adolescent. So now I look up at the sky and wonder, how the fuck did I end up in such a rubble? I'm just a drum bomb, looking for an easy way out, waiting for the rainfall like a seasonal drought. Yo, I know that nobody relates to what the fuck I'm saying. I think I'm just killing time for my blood spraying. I think I'm finally going crazy for real, because it's finally to the point where I can't keep my thoughts concealed.
No matter what you doing, no matter where you looking, no matter what you thinking, y'all can't see me. No matter what you doing, no matter where you looking, no matter what you thinking, y'all can't see me.
Every song, every word on it is true, you know what I'm saying? It's 100% real shit, real shit, real shit, real shit.
How do you learn to do that?